It's no time. Lema, the pasuk says, ach, it says, ach, holik, to say no, ach, holik. Whereas it's ach, portative there, to tell you only chayit to be poido if the baby lives for 30 days, but not if he died before. So Rashi turns out the more means to say, the high nami kinitra domi. Here also, a baby that has two heads, it's like a trefa, for sure it's not going to live. Sherei lo yichya. If so, you should not have to be poido to it altogether. Smur says, no. Shani hocha tei, here is different. Tibigul goyles atalvi rachamona. Here is totally in the heads. Rashi says, lepidyim b'chor d'chsiv chomesh kolum l'gul goles. Vai is letrei. Right now the person has two heads, this baby. Therefore the sabel, you have to be poido him with 10 sloyim, 2 times 5. Ai vi mishum acholik. That's mashma, the baby has to be alive. The Teretz is hashto miel lemayis. There's a big difference. Here, lemayis, he didn't die yet. Over there, where the kid died already, even though he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. But lemayis, he's dead. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to be pidyon. That's the pasuk acholik. Only if he died already. But here, by 30 days, that the kid is still alive, and now lemayis, he has two heads. And since the pasuk says the bigul goles, tali rachamonam, he'll have to be pointed twice. So I call upon him, it's shayach to have such a case. The vice versa from the Gemara, though, says called a treifa, and therefore Vadi would not live, so it could be an echnami. The gear to put it on film could be he wouldn't have the shadow so much, but that doesn't say clearly the case doesn't live so long. But I call upon him, it could be just a case, a baby with two heads. Now the Gemara says, oh, mama, what we said before, that yodcho zuki bairis, and it says yodcho means you have to put film on the upper part of your arm by the muscle. For the Gemara, we know him. How do we know this? Maybe it means on the palm of your hand. The Tanur Rabban wrote like this. The pasuk says, Al yodcho sudashin zu goyve shabiyad. Means the top part of your hand, like when we put on our tefillin. So Moshe says, I'll tell you, telling me zu goyve, it means the top part of the hand. Or yeah, maybe not that way, el yodcho mamish. Maybe it only means yodcho, maybe it only means like your palm. Put tefillin on your yad itself. So now, on the Torah says, hanech tefillin biyad, v'anech tefillin brush. Torah says, put on film on your hand, and put on film shabarosh on your head. And so, ma'alahala, just like by film shabarosh, the goyvish shabarosh means the top part of your head. So, al-khan here also, the goyvish shabiyad means the top part of your hand. That's the makom where you put on tefillin. Rebbe Lezer says, ain't it tzorach, I do not need this type of a limud. But rather, re'yuayim, the pasuk says, for ho'yo l'chol yois, that tefillin shabiyad should be an ois, a sign for you. So we dash in lechol liyos. It should be a nice for you, but leila cherem liyos, not for somebody else for nice. And we'll soon come out of the moment to say it's a hesber in which mokum, which part of your hand should you put film on. You can't tell me you have to put film on your palm, because if you put film down by your palm, everybody's going to see it. And here the pasuk says it's a dugma voy lechol liyos. It should be in a place that it could be a nice only for you. So this time if the mucker to put films on top by your muscle, there most times it's covered up, whether with your sleeves, with your jacket. But in the chlam, like we'll see later, about if you're not wearing a jacket or a sleeve, about it might it's kosher to wear it on the top part, even though people could see it. It's only like people cause some behavior that usually by top other people don't see it. So therefore that's the mucker, that's the place where to put your film. From this post, the boy in the holy ice. Now Rabbi Yitzchak says, I'm sorry, I do not need this type of a Joshua. But rather, Reuven the pasuk says, "V'samtem es devora eila al levavchem." Put these words on your heart. Ukshartem, and then make a shir, put on tefillin. So mashma, that tefillin itself should teish sima k'neged alev. Mashma, that tefillin itself should be on your arms, opposite your heart, which is the further up, which is what we put it by the muscles of the arm. That's k'neged the heart. Sat v'frat, we put it on the left arm, on the left arm. That's k'neged the lev. Nichnami, a left ear that puts on his right arm, that even though it's not mamish connected to the leg, but it's also called parallel to the leg. That's the makom where to put film on your yad. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Avia, Mechaven, or Maniach Lei, Lahad Eliva. They were also very makbid that when they put on the film and show yad, it should be parallel to the heart. That's the makom of facing the heart, like we do. That's the plate, that's the oifin, how to put on a tefillin shoyad. Now, Rav Ashi hevi Yosef kaima da meima. Rav Ashi was sitting down in front of a meima. Hevi tsairei biyodei. he had, Rashi says, like a wound, something was wrong, a mark he had on his hand. And then the shirt that he wore over the mark was very loose. It was like ripped there. So the kids were called Mechazen Tfilin. He was still wearing Tfilin, but people could see the Tfilin. Usually, like you have your jacket, your sleeve covering it. But here, since there was a wound there, the doctor wanted to keep it open. So Mice, he could see straight through, and the people were able to see his Tfilin. So Amulais, he said to him, Loisav Lamar, don't you hold. And the apostle says, L'chol Yais, that Tfilin should be nice for you. And it should not be nice for anybody else. Meaning to say that your Tfilin, the half a minute is now, should always be covered. When you put your Tfilin by your muscles, it's not enough just to have that makam, but it has to be covered there also. And the chor by you, it's not covered, it's open, so it's not the right way to wear Tfilin. Or Malay said back to him, no, look, he spoke out, he said is, b'mokam l'chol yois itmar. That where is the makam, where is the place to put Tfilin? The makam to put Tfilin is in a place that in the chnami usually is covered. By your muscles, usually your sleeve or your jacket covers it. But not that it's a din that has to be covered. Even the mice, if it's open without a jacket, without a sleeve, so it's okay. It's only that's the mokum where to put the tefillin. Why the Chol Yos is teaching us to not put tefillin on your palm, because that's the mokum that's always open, but rather put your tefillin on your upper muscles. There, sometimes it's covered. So even though the mice, it's open, still it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, Goyva Shebrosh Minolan. How do we know that tefillin has to be on the top part of your head? How do we know that? The Torah Rabbanan went like this. The pasuk says, "Bein Necho." Tefillin should be between your eyes. So we darshin zugavish abresh. It means the top part of your head. Tell me, you're telling me zugavish abresh. It means the top part of your head. Well, yeinu maybe not that way. On the bein necho mamish. Maybe it means mamish that tefillin should be between your eyes. That's where you should put tefillin. So Moriah says no. Ne'makan bein necho. It says here by tefillin bein necho. But ne'malahal it says by the parsho. So somebody dies in your mishpoch and you get a feel bad, you're not supposed to pull out here and make a bald spot there. But it says, Bene Necha. Mal Hal is just revealed by the bald spot. What does it mean? The Goyvish Abrosh. It means in the top part of your head. Not Mamish in between your eyes, but it means further up, the Mokum straight up. If so, why? That's Mokum Shaysa Koch. It's a place we can make a bald spot. Is Al Khan here also? The Goyvish Abrosh. Mokum shayse karch also means the top part of your head, a mokum where you become bald. Shas loshne gemara afkan here also begoyver shorosh mokum shayse karch, a place where you could become bald, meaning on your hair, not just between your eyes. Reb Yudu Reime ain't a tzorch. I do not need this type of a drosha. Ain't a tzorch. As Omer Torah, the Torah says like this: Hanach tefillin biyad, hanach tefillin barosh. Put tefillin on your hands and put tefillin on your head. So ma'al halam b'mokum aroyu l'tama b'neg yechad. Just like when you have tefillin on the show yad, it's only on a place where there's only bosa, there's only skin. It only has one halacha of a nega. There's no hair there. Like skin has one din of a nega. That's seyer lovin. Mashenk in a place where you have hair, it has a different type of a nega. But just like by the tefillin show yad, it's a mokum that only has skin. There's no hair. Is afkan the same thing by tefillin show rosh? But Mokum Arila Tama Benegech, it has to be the place where you only have one Hilchus Tumah, means on your head, on your hair, with his Mokum Asar. La Fuka comes to exclude Benenech in between your eyes. Dika Bosta Disar, because in between your eyes there's both. There's Bosta and there's Sar, there's meat there, and there's also hair there. Dika Sar Lovin, there has a lock of Sar Lovin. Dika Nami Sar Tsov, it also has a lock of hair that turns yellow. Because the bosser, if the hair there turns white, that's a nega of, that's a tumas nega. And by your hair on the head, it has to turn yellow. So kids, in between your eyes, we have both eyebrows and you have the skin there, that's not a mukum to put the tefillin. Now it says the Mishnah Arba, tzitzis makri zuzu, sha'abosim mitzvachas. All four tzitzis is like one big mitzvah. My now, what's the difference between the machlekes, whether it's one big mitzvah or four separate mitzvahs? Amar Rabbi Yosef, first of all, sadim tzitzis. That's here putting woolen tzitzis onto a beggar of flax. So there's a heter of Esad Echolosa saying. So according to the Tanakh Kama, it's only if you have all four tzitzis there, then it's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, as long as you have just one pair of tzitzis, it's also as good. Because he held each one is called a mitzvah by itself, so that one alone would also make an essay, Echolosa saying. Rova Barihina Omar Talis Balas Chomish Ikubanayim. Now it's going to be, let's say you have a beggar that has four corners, and on one corner now you cut it diagonally like to make it into five corners. So Rashi is Masva, that if you hold this one big mitzvah, so the Rebbe, the Pasuk is now, that even though the beggar has five corners, still you have a mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? Just have on four corners a tzitzis. So if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that each corner is a mitzvah by itself, so when the Torah says the Rebbe, that if there's five corners, you're also mechuyev in the mitzvah, the mitzvah must mean that every corner has to have its own tzitzis. So come out, in this deck of the five corners, you have to have five pair of tzitzis. Ravina says, the Rav Huna, given the difference between the halacha of Rav Huna, the Yom Rav Huna, Hayoitzei betal l'sheinu metziyah, says, Kilchose b'Shabbos, if somebody wears a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos, he walks outside to Mishas Rav with him. And the halacha, the tzitzis did not kilchose, one or two of the strings fell off. Halacha is chayiv chatzis. Since the tzitzis is not mekayim the mitzvah, we do not consider the strings the tzitzis buckled to the beged, but the rather consider like a master, still like you're carrying it. That's not gemina. Let's say one pair fell off, and you have the other three pair. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, you mekayim the mitzvah, be mutter to wear it on Shabbos. But according to the Tanakhama, since you're not mekayim the mitzvah, there'll be no heter to wear these three strings on Shabbos. You can't walk out, wear this beged now, since it has some of the strings, and not all the strings, and not Makayim the mitzvah, so what's there instead of like a masli, will be a nisa haitzorah Shabbos. Omer Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi, Hayman de Botzer leglima, if somebody wants to make his beged shorter, so Rashi learns the Botzer leglima means shechot echechem in akronos. He cut off one of the corners, as if now to make it into five corners. It looks like two corners at one corner. So he didn't do anything. The beggar is still mechuyev in tzitzis. That's the loch ha'iman the botzel agreement. If you cut off one corner, and lo yavid leklum. Why? Shav yitalis balis chamish. He made the talis like five corners. That's mechuyev now in tzitzis. We hold avada only on the four opposite corners. You put the tzitzis. Omer Mishar she ha'iman the tzayre legleimi. If somebody knots up a beggar, you have a long beggar, and you fold it over and knot it up now. He did not do anything again, even though he knotted it up, and now it's a smaller beged, it doesn't have the shear of a beged, but since you only use knots, it's aim to open up and it'll be a long beged again. So Vadi is still mechuyev in tzitzis. Why? My time, the Gemara says, to command, to shear your dam is sitting like it's opened up. Knots means nothing. But to nanami, it goes like this. Nanami, kol hamatus. That means we have flasks made out of skin. If they're only tied up, so Tahiris are not considered a kli yet. Because since they're only tied up, they're almost open up again. It's not called the kli, it's not called the base kibble. Only when they're really sewed down. Chutz Mishal Avayim, excluding the Arabs one, because that's the meaning, that's the derech. If you only leave it just tied down, they don't sew it. So therefore, it's not aim it's open up, therefore it's called the kli now. Omer Avdimi Menadoi, Hayman de Chaytel Glime, somebody even sews down the beggar after he folds it up. He didn't do anything with it, take away from the shear of the beged. Why? Because the svar is, if it's really true, you do not want the beged to be so long. That's why you folded it over and sewed it down now. But lipstick lishdai, you should have just cut it off and thrown it away. Since you didn't cut it off, you just folded it over and sewed it down, it's a proof that really you don't want to use it still. Therefore, still consider the beged with its right shear, it's still mechuyev in tzitzis. Now the Mishnah ends off and says that Rabbi Shmuel Leima Arabos and Abba Mitzvahs. All four are four separate mitzvahs. Ami Abiyuda, my Shmuel, halach Rabbi Shmuel, take a paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, but let's take a second, we do not paskin like that. We paskin all four as one big mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Ravina, have a kozol abaska de Mabar Avashi by Shabbat of the Rigla. Ravina was once walking in the back of Mabar Avashi on the Shabbos near a regal, and if Sekhana the Chutz, one of his sitters came off on the street. For Yomalev Lemid, he didn't want to tell him over there in the street. Like, he didn't want to tell him that he has to take off the tzitzis now. We have before, since one tzitzis came off, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. We hold all four as one big mitzvah. So now that he's not Mekayim the mitzvah, the other tzitzis has a masui. So he didn't tell him there on the street to take it off. But Kamot Lebeis, when he went home, Omalev told him in his house, Mehosta Mystic, you should know down the road over there is where the tzitzis came off. Omalev, he said back to him, he amartal me host me, if he would have told me over there, Shavisa, I would have taken off my tzitzis over there. Like, how come he didn't tell me to take off my tzitzis over there? For the more, why? By Avraham Amar, we learned that Gover Kovod Abriyos Yadayich Asloz Asin Shabbat Torah. We know Kovod Abriyos, like here, not that take your pistol off in the middle of the street, is Kovod Abriyos, is even Deich Olayis Asay. Shabbat Torah, see, even if there'll be a law for carrying it, from the Hurits, it's a Kovod Abriyos.